Januzzi inbounds it, gets it right back. Doc heads to the forecourt, feeds it down the floor to Simonovic, laid it up and in. Jeremy Simonovic gives Firelands a 4-0 lead.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
Just the way Coach drew it up.
always.
That's how it works. Yep. We welcome you back to our WEOL Boys High School basketball preview. Wow, all sorts of coaches have made their way here to Wolfies tonight. That's a great thing. We appreciate them taking the time out of their very busy schedule as practices and the like have just started up for the guys. So we're happy that the coaches took a few minutes to join us here tonight at Wolfies. And one of the guys that we always love talking to, Alan Januzzi, the boys head basketball coach at Firelands, now stops by to talk a little bit about the upcoming 16-17 season for the Firelands Falcons. Coach, always good to see you.
Always good to see you guys, too. It's a great event. Appreciate you doing it. And great group of Lorain County coaches. Wonderful guys.
Good
camaraderie. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's a good group right now.
Now,
really
what I want to know, I see a lot of coaches sitting together. Any drawing plays on napkins going on right now? You know, I do this, back cut here. I mean, I don't see any plays on napkins.
Ed Dolinar does that all the time. He watches a Cavs game, and he'll come in the next. The Cavs did this, and I'll say, Ed, I don't have the Cavs players. But, you know, we'll give that a shot anyway.
And can you get the ketchup off the napkin so I can at least see the play that they
ran? That's the defense. Yeah, the spot's the ketchup.
We'll talk a little bit about this upcoming campaign. We heard your son in that highlight, Colin Meyer. So you've got some talent to build around. But what are your expectations?
Oh, our expectations are always high. You know, we establish them that way for our kids. Obviously, Colin Meyer has been playing since he's a freshman. He's an outstanding player, very athletic kid, can score from anywhere on the floor, has good leadership. He's really been shooting the ball from the perimeter well so far this year. Of course, you know, Doc returns also. This will be his third year as a varsity player. Sophomore year was at Lutheran West. He's going to be our point guard this year, which is his natural position, so I think that's going to open up a lot of opportunities. He's somebody who understands the game. He's obviously been around the game since he's been a very young kid and sees the floor well, has good leadership skills. Nick Denny, who was, as you know, an outstanding athlete on the football field, and he's really just as good on the basketball floor. He is an excellent young man, gifted athlete. He's going to be a big part of what we do. Brad Soltis, another senior. Benakoa, another senior. Colin's younger brother, Aaron Myers, I think is going to be a key part of this team. And we have two kids that did not play last year or the year before that are seniors that I think are going to contribute minutes. Clayton Lucky, who's coming off the football field, and Patrick Brightbill, who was Lorain County's Division II Soccer Player of the Year, an outstanding athlete. And I think he's going to bring a lot to us in terms of on the defensive side of the ball and athleticism. So
you used athlete and you used athleticism there in the same sentence. As a basketball coach, I'm sure you love to have basketball players. I mean, guys that are just basketball junkies. But talk about having athletes on your team and what that allows you to do when you just have good athletic ability.
Well, that's something that I think you have to have these days, especially the way we want to play. We want to run the floor. We want to get up and down. And a lot of teams want to do that. So that's where your athletes help. But where it really helps is on the defensive side of the ball. You know, we like to do a lot of different things on defense, a multiple defensive system. We will trap in the full court. We'll trap in the half court. And you have to have kids that have that athleticism to be able to rotate, to be able to get back on defense, to be able to trap. And that's where you want those athletes. And at the high school level, that's typically what you have, is you have maybe a couple guys who are basketball players. Then you have other kids who are multi-sport athletes that are good athletes in general that kind of fill into those other spots. What's nice about those kids, you take a kid like a Patrick Brightbill or a Clayton Lucky, where basketball isn't their primary sport, that helps in terms of your chemistry, because those kids are happy with the role of just being the guy who's going to be the defender, if you will. You know what I mean?
I do.
It's not so critical that they have to score points or they have to, you know, this has to be their primary sport, and they have all those individual aspirations. So that's a nice mix, I think, that you can have that builds chemistry on the floor and off the floor.
Interesting.
Do you want to sit down before the season and explain the roles to maybe the role players a little bit, or is that a season-long process that just plays itself out?
That's an awesome question. What we do every year is we have a retreat. In all my coaching career, I've always had a preseason retreat. We go out to common ground. We get away from you know, the gym, away from the school, and we do multiple things there. One of the things that I've always done is I do what's called a role identification. So the coaches leave the room, and the kids sit around, and I have them each write down what they think their role is. And so they'll sit, and they'll say, well, my role is I'm going to come off the bench, and I'm going to play defense. And then I have each one of the players say, that's not what I perceive your role to be. I think you are the guy that we need to score. Or I think, and that helps define that role as we go through that process. And there's a lot of interesting things that come out of that. It helps the kids learn about each other. It helps to start communication. But that role identification is so important, because if you have a team and you cannot have all those kids not only understand what their role is, but embrace their role, now you're going to have issues. And it's a challenge, because not every kid is going to have their ideal role or the role that they wanted. So you're asking a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid to say, you know what? Even though you don't have the ideal role, I need you to accept the role that you have, and I need you to be passionate about that role. When you can get the kids to do that, now you're talking about, you know, something special.
That's interesting. That really is interesting. See, we learn things with these coaches all the time.
You should do that with their parents. Have a sip of me. I'm teasing.
Yeah. Trust me.
I'm not touching that.
What you'd see on those cards.
Right. Might be a little different. You might have 12 guys that can score 30 a game.
Again, we're talking with Alan Januzzi, head basketball coach at Firelands High School. Alan, obviously, you live in the Firelands district. Your kids were in Firelands for a while. Then, of course, you went to Lutheran West. But as much as you knew those kids last year when you got the position, how different now is year two? Just that comfort level and the system that they now know you're going to try to install.
It's very different. You know, I always say, in terms of the learning process, you go through that first year and you're teaching things. But the learning process actually doesn't start until they kind of step away. And then they come back at it. Now all of a sudden, you're running those same drills and you don't have to do as much teaching, because they know what the drill is, they know what the purpose of the drill is, and they know how to run a drill. And that is a big difference, because all you're trying to do, if you think about it, what we do is we start every year and I say, okay, what habits do I want my players to have? You know, I want them to play defense in a stance. I want them to, when a shot goes up, not watch the flight of the ball, initiate contact, box out. So we have a whole list of habits. And then we design drills at practice that are going to teach those habits. Because that's all basketball is, a game of habits, if you think about it. You know, you can't stop and think in a game. So now all those habits and all those drills, the second time around, you start to see those quicker. And then you can progress and you can do more things at practice. But it's not only that, but the relationship. Now you've got a year under your belt where they know what to expect from me as a coach. You know, my coaching style, which is different. Every coach has a different style. And I know what to expect from them in terms of how they're going to respond and how I need to communicate with them and how I need to coach with those kids. And so the relationships are more solid. The other thing that's helpful is now I know, you know, all the way down into our fourth grade through high school, now I know all the kids because I had them at camp in the summer. And I think that's important, too. I think it's important as a head coach that you relate to those kids and those kids know who you are. You can call them by name. I think that's important in terms of the overall program development. So the second year, it's a lot easier from that standpoint.
Hey, before we let you go, you're so immersed in the Coaches Association. And I know you want to touch on the preview that's coming up on Friday, November 25th.
I do. I appreciate you asking that because, again, we've got such a great group of coaches. And the association does, you know, the All-Star game at the end of the year. We do a coaches clinic where we actually had Baldwin Wallace come and run a practice. And then we had the head coach at Ashland come and talk. But one of the things that we do is the county preview, which is going to be at North Ridgeville on Friday the 25th. And we've got 10 teams playing. 5 o'clock, Oberlin's going to play Amherst, 5:40, Brookside against Lake Ridge, 6:20, Firelands against Avon, 7 o'clock, Keystone against Vermilion, and 7:40, Columbia against North Ridgeville. And we really want people to come out. We charge $5. You get to see all of those teams. I mean, think about it. There's 19 teams in the county. You can watch 10 of them in one night.
Yep.
It's a good opportunity. And we use the proceeds from that and the All-Star game to give our kids scholarships. And we're approaching $70,000 in overall scholarships that we've given to Lorain County basketball seniors over the past 10 to 12 years.
That's awesome.
It's a great event, and I would really encourage people to come out and you know, get a preview of these teams and come out and support the association.
Well, we'll get that to Matt Douglas and get that online, and we'll talk about that again throughout the show tonight. Hey, great to have you here. Did you really ride the bike here?
I did not, but I thought about it. I ride my bike a lot. I put the backpack on. I go to client meetings. I mean, I actually rode to school last year for practice a lot because it was nice through Christmas Eve. So I'll tell you a quick story. So I'm riding my bike to practice one day, right? And all the guys had gotten there a little bit before me, and they're all lined up in their cars, and I got the key to open up. So I'm pulling in, and as I pull in, they're all beeping their horns as I'm coming in on the bike and cheering me. So that was kind of cool.
So, oh man, I see you riding stuff. Around all the time.
Got to get some exercise somehow when you get old.
Hey, great to have you on. I know we've got you a few times on WEOL this year, so looking forward to covering some Firelands Falcon basketball and obviously everything you do for the Coaches Association. Phenomenal group of people. So we appreciate everything you do.
It's good seeing both of you guys. Appreciate it. Got some good memories with you guys. You know, as the years go on.
Man.
So honestly.
Some fun stuff.
Been
a lot
of
always
fun.
Good to see you.
Good to see
Lance,
you.
Lance,
tour,
good
that's...
to see you.
Yes, wearing the red jacket. Alan Januzzi, the head coach of Firelands. Wow, we are rolling here at Wolfie's. Coach is just continuing to file in. I think we're going to get a full house here tonight. Quick timeout for news. And right out of the news, more coaches to talk to. So stay with us on the WEOL. Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford, Boys High School Basketball Preview, live at Wolfie's on WEOL and Rob Online.
At WEOL.com.